Its residents call this the ghetto. The squalid shanty town on the outskirts of Foggia in southern Italy is home to more than 600 immigrants. The region is known as the Red Gold Triangle, producing 35% of Italy's tomatoes, mostly picked and processed by armies of migrant workers every fall.
They sleep on the ground, on mattresses they've picked up on the streets. Most of them are rotten and infested with insects.
This year, due to Italy's economic crisis, factories in Italy's rich north laid off employees, forcing an extra 2,000 migrants to head south looking for work. A clampdown on illegal immigrants means fewer farmers are willing to hire them. The few jobs available pay around $45 for toiling in the fields dawn till dusk.
We just didn't know Italy was like this. We always thought it was a country where we would find jobs and do everything like eating and a lot of nice things. Now we have seen it is not like that, but I can't go back.
As the uprisings in Tunisia and Libya ignited earlier this year, tens of thousands of migrants from across Africa and the Middle East headed for Europe. Hundreds have drowned on the journey. Most who survive arrive here, on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa, before being taken to the Italian mainland. A few legitimately claim asylum. Most stay illegally. A group of 400 migrants trying to leave Tripoli last week was stopped by Libyan patrol boats. Marnes Nyberg is spokesman for the United Nations High Commission for Refugees.
It appears that now, after the end of the Libya fighting and the crisis, that the migration has resumed across the Mediterranean. So again, we see small rickety boats approaching Italy, approaching Malta from Libya. This is happening during the months of winter, which of course are very dangerous in the Mediterranean with storms.
Italy has launched an amnesty for some immigrants employed as cleaners or caretakers for the elderly, but not for illegal immigrants like the residents of the ghetto. With no official papers and barely any income, they are trapped, far from home and a long way from the hopes and dreams that set them on their way to Europe. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.